Hello.
Hi, is that Colin?
Yeah, speaking.
Hiya, sir. Can you hear me a bit better at the moment?
Yeah, that's better, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So I'm just going to run over everything again so you can hear it properly. So as explained to you, we had submitted your case over to Scottish Redress, and we've had an application number back which shows that they've actually acknowledged the case a lot faster than what we would have expected, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Now, for us to take the case into the next stages, we have to go through their application authority way. So if we don't go the way they actually process it, they would just won't respond to us whatsoever. Now,
right,
we have sent over a link to you. It will have come through
your
text message. Perfect. So if you just follow that through for me and press execute documents, that will come straight back through to me.
Yeah.
Now, before that, I have to just run over basically a brief terms and conditions, which we have done on every single call with you, which just to cover the call recordings purpose for your sake as well as our own. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Perfect. So there is ways that you can proceed.
You are breaking up again.
Sorry, there is ways where you can address and proceed with a redress of Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee and schemes, where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice.
Yeah.
And you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee schemes, so it would be under a private agreement on the no win, no fee, as we did explain to you initially, where if it isn't successful for any reason, you won't be charged. And if it is successful, it's 16% plus VAT. Is that okay with you?
16%?
Yeah.
Plus
so
that,
we,
20%.
I don't think, correct,
yeah.
So that's the maximum that they will deduct from the overall amount. Now, the link has come through to you. Once you click on that link, it will have a box for your signature. Now, don't worry if it doesn't look like your signature. It never really does. As soon as you put your best potential signature in that box and press to execute documentation, that will then come through to me, and we can then take it into stages one and part three. Okay, darling?
Right, okay.
No problem. Well, if there's anything you need, you can call through to me or call through to the advisor initially. But other than that, just pop me a message on WhatsApp, and if there's any questions, I'll give you a call straight back, sir. All right, darling?
Yeah. Can you just explain a little bit more about the obviously, I've read a little bit up about there's like a bursary for solicitors. There's like a fee, like that minimum fee thing, when you don't do it under a no win, no fee, like what we're doing. What is that, and why are we not using that option?
So basically, you'll have people who work for the government, so people who work for Scottish Redress directly, that will say they'll give you anything up to £2,000 to run the case for you. So you'll have solicitors that will take government funding, but if the fee is more than £2,000, then it will still come out of the amount that you receive. So they'll just cover £2,000 from a government, legal department. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that legal team is always going to work best in your interests. Same way if you do it with your own back, you're going to go through them directly. So if you're going to the people that you're actually claiming off, they're going to try and prevent or cause delays in any way that they possibly could. So that's the difference with an independent legal team or going directly through with the government. And also with the £2,000, well, it's up to £2,000. So they can give you £2,000 towards the funding. But if the amount costs, say, £8,000 to run, then that will still come out of the money that you receive at the end.
Okay.
We just have to legally make you aware of that, so you're aware of all avenues, which would have been on the initial application anyway.
For the purpose,
I can't go through any further without confirming that to you as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if there's anything else that you've got any questions on or anything, just bob me a message on WhatsApp. I can't promise I'll get back to you there and then, but as soon as I've got 2 minutes spare, I can give you a call or I can bob you a message back. All right, sir.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
No problem. If you need any help with that link, bob me a message over, and as soon as that comes back, we'll go into stages. All right, darling.
Yeah, one other thing. All the stuff they were asking for on that list that I sent yesterday, did you see that?
Let me just have a look, because I can see here there's a trace of conversation.
Because it was asking for stuff that you haven't asked me for, and I'm just wondering what's the crack there.
Conversation. Just have a look here. So that initially, when I'm looking at your email here.
Yeah.
So on the first get-go, you already provide us ID, and you also basically, if you would have had any name changes or anything, you have that documentation, it would have come through. Care records is something that we locate. Supporting documentation or would have been from your beneficiary, and a bank statement, basically proof of address. So any letter dated within the last 3 months can be used as a proof of address. Now, we've already got the information required. That email that you've had through there would have been basically an automatic email to say requiring certain pieces of information. It would have come through automatically. So I do apologise regarding that. We've got everything we require from yourself apart from part one and part three being submitted. And you couldn't have sent that over because we've only just contacted you regarding it. That is an automated email that was sent out on the 27th of February. So I'm going to get that updated and we can see it from our end. We've got everything we require. That's just to let you know.
You've got everything. That's fine.
And to be honest with you, let me just see if that's on there. Yeah, so that's what we've had back from Scottish Redress as well, which has been forwarded. So they will always state what they require. That's why we get it on the initial call, so they don't cause any delay. So we can fire them your ID, your proof of address, and we can go from there regarding it. So that way it doesn't cause any delays.
Okay, and also regarding my sister, I spoke to her about this, and she apparently has started something with another company. Would you be requiring anything from her?
Has she started it through herself or has she gone through a different company?
I don't know who she's gone through. My sister's quite a difficult character, so it's quite hard to get information out.
What's her name? And I'll ask my colleague if we've got anything running for her at the moment.
It's Nadia. Nadia Kerr, same as me.
Nadia Kerr. Just give me 2 minutes, darling. Let me just pop you on hold.
Okay.
On the system here at the moment, and it doesn't seem to be that we have dealt with a Nadia Kerr. We've not even got any client calls, if I am correct, on the system. He's just checking another avenue because it may have been a referral. So let me just see.
I'm not sure she said she did it with you. She's just done it with someone.
Now, she may have gone through somebody who's either pretended to be Scottish Redress or she may have gone through them directly. But what I would tell her to do is just give them up a call. I just asked her to see if they've got her application number yet. Now, if they've not got her application number, they've not possibly done anything on the case as of yet, and we can help her if needs. But tell her to just chase them up and ask if she got her application number, and then that way, the application number is something that she can always track her cases with anyway. So really, that's what she wants to have. If there's any help you need, or if there's any questions you've got for your sister's case, just bob me a message and I'll guide you over the best way that I can. But tell her to just chase it up and see if she's got an application number, darling, okay?
Okay, but what I guess the question I'm asking, if my sister's quite, she's got mental health issues, if she isn't willing to process this, if she isn't willing to move forward with it, but she's kind of on my side for me to do it, is there anything she can do to help my case?
So her, yes, she could be a witness for you, or also give a statement, which wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
And also, if she does feel like it's a struggle for her to talk about it, and she doesn't feel comfortable to deal with it, we can have you act on her behalf and deal with it for her. That's not an issue.
Okay, because her abuse was far worse than mine. I think she was raped.
A lot of people are too hesitant to even talk about it or even think about it because it brings back a lot of memories then, and it's kind of admitting it to themselves once they do have that conversation. So if it's something that she doesn't confidently feel like she can talk about, I'm more than happy. There is another procedure as well. If she doesn't really feel like she wants to talk, there's a quick payout for somebody like that. So really, it's nowhere near what they're possibly entitled to, but it's something. So there's two avenues and routes we can go down here for her, but I just don't want to give her any false promises if she's got other legal teams working on her behalf. Now, again, I can help her, and if I have a lot to say towards them and which route to go down as well, that's not an issue. But just give her reassurance. She doesn't have to do it on her own behalf. You can do it for her. And also, we can do a quick payout. Not something that we would advise, but we can do that for somebody who's going to be happy to take nothing if it's the other way around, darling. Okay?
Right, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'll speak to her.
So you've got me there on WhatsApp. If there's anything you need or any questions, just bob me a message over. And if you can get that link submitted back to me as soon as possible, that would be perfect.
Yeah, I'll do that. All right. Yeah, thank you.
All right, darling. No problem. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.